With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstro.
הקריאות לבחירות עכשיו, בעיצומה של המלחמה, רגע לפני הניצחון,
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a televised speech, says a new election now would paralyze the country and hinder hostage talks. He was responding to tens of thousands of Israelis gathered outside the parliament building in Jerusalem, urging the government to hold early elections. It was the largest demonstration since Hamas's unprovoked attack on Israel October 7th. Nearly 6 months of conflict have exposed renewed divisions in Israeli society, though the country remains largely in favor of the war. And while Hamas has suffered heavy losses, it remains intact, and hostages' families are believing that time is running out. Protesters blame Netanyahu for the failures of October 7th, say the deep political divisions over his attempted judicial overhaul last year weakened Israel ahead of the attack. Some accuse him of damaging relations with the United States, Israel's most important ally. Netanyahu was also facing a litany of corruption charges, which are slowly making their way through the courts. Also at SRNnews.com, New York is on track to become the first U.S. city with congestion tolls on drivers entering its central business district.
Transit authorities have approved a pricing plan authorizing a $15 toll for most motorists entering a zone that's south of Manhattan's Central Park during the day. Supporters of the toll say it'll push more people to use public transport and reduce congestion to speed up public buses and emergency vehicles. It's expected to raise $1 billion per year to fund improvements in public subway and bus systems.
Jeremy House reports New York State Legislature approved the tolls in 2019, but the pandemic and lack of federal regulation stalled the project. An Easter weekend storm battering Southern California, bringing more rain and mountain snow. This is SRN News. You hear that? That's a population time bomb ticking around the world.
But it's not overpopulation, quite the opposite. A new study published this month in The Lancet projects that due to falling birth rates, every region outside of Africa will be below the population replacement rate within 15 years. Wealthy industrialized countries, including the U.S., lead the way, with too few births to replace the number of people who die every year. Abortion and an increased focus on career over family are being blamed for the trend. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two families of minor children filed a constitutional challenge to an Ohio law that bars sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. The suit, which was filed with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, claims the state is denying so-called transgender youth health care. This is SRN News. Most of California's fast food workers getting ready to make at least $20 an hour.
A new law mandating the minimum wage increase for fast food employees effective Monday. The increase has been cheered by workers and unions who say it will provide a livable wage. But some business owners say it will cause them to raise their prices or simply lay off workers. California's minimum wage for most other jobs has doubled to $16 per hour over the last decade. Jason Walker reporting.
Traffic is moving again after a stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. The collapse on the coastal route occurred amid the rain Saturday afternoon near Rocky Creek Bridge south of Monterey, sending chunks of asphalt tumbling into the ocean from the southbound side. More details, SRNnews.com.